Good morning. I'm very excited to be here and talk to you about unwrapping the future of cotton ginning. My name is Legina Grove, Vice President of Stover Equipment Company, and for years we have been working in the best interest of the cotton ginner and producer to bring you quality module feeders and module trucks. Today we're taking that commitment even further by offering the Stover Unwrapper GIS as a way to provide an efficient way to process the new John Deere round modules. Harvesting and ginning costs will be reduced by having the cotton in a weather-protected package. With qualified labor becoming such a scarce commodity, a system that can dramatically reduce labor has high value to both the producer and the ginner. The value of the Deere round module picker is greatly increased with our ability to process the modules at the cotton gin. As you have heard, this combination eliminates the need for conventional module builders and bow buggies along with the additional labor requirements. Here's a picture of a gin yard. Now, as a ginner, what would be your choice? One that looks like a snow-covered yard like this with lots of extra cotton to clean up, or one that is neat, clean, and free of the additional labor and waste associated with traditional modules? The round modules will be delivered to a gin with much more consistent moisture, resulted in reduced drying cost and improved ginning efficiency. The gin industry will also see lower labor cost due to reduced cleanup activities. The Stover Unwrapper is the first available system to unwrap cotton modules, round cotton modules. The entire concept of unwrapping cotton modules as they pass down a feeder floor is a completely new innovative technology. It is positioned at the front of the module feeder over the existing feeder floor in such a way that the gin can still accommodate round, traditional, or mini modules. The hydraulic arms raise for rectangular module to move in under them, and at the turn of a switch can change to round modules. The Stover GIS processes the modules as they pass down the feeder floor end to end to provide a constant feed. When a module comes into position, the lasers detect the end and automatically start the process. Here we see the gantry arms in the storage position, ready to start the unwrapping process. Then the side doors open and powered arms and rollers travel around the module. Next, the gantry arms raise the module off the floor and begin the rotating process. After positioning of the module for cutting, a cutter assembly lowers to the top surface and two blades pass over the module surface. After completing a cut, the cutter assembly then returns to the center position and then raises to home. An operator on a side platform grabs one end of the wrap and pulls it while the rollers rotate the module. The GIS turns the module until the wrap is completely removed. During this, the operator can stop the rotation of the module at any time. And following this, the wrap can be compacted into a brick for recycling. The side gates aid in processing the module into the feeder hood. The gantry travels back and forth on the floor tracks at the same speed as the module feeder. This entire process happens in about 3 minutes or less to deliver a feed floor capacity rate of 70 bales an hour or faster. It is completely computer controlled. However, manual control of any of these operations is available through a touch screen. And now we're going to watch a movie. Just to let you know, it's a full screen version, so it gets a little bit bouncy. Whoops. Hold on. It did work. Sorry about this. Here we go. That's operator error. I thought. Here. Okay. Here's a clean module yard. The module truck is still the best way to transport and haul round modules. There are other ways that have been suggested. However, your best option and the most economical way is to still use your module trucks and load 4 round modules at a time, which have been previously staged in the field. We've also developed a new type of chain that maintains the integrity of the plastic. The chain shown here is a U-bolt design that has worked well this past season. Here's a module truck unloading 4 round modules onto a roller bed module feeder. While unloading, we are spacing them as we go. You will see our operator standing on the side, and as Sid Bruce said yesterday, our high-tech man giving the high sign over there. And he's working with the truck driver to put a space in between the module. This will allow the unwrapper to be able to find the gap and to process each module individually. This is the same feeder unloading operator, resulting in no additional labor to the cotton gin. Next, you will see the module advancing into the opening of the gantry system. Here, lasers will detect the module, and it will automatically begin processing the module. All the while, the gantry is moving along with the feeder floor speed. The sidewalls open, and then the gantry arms lower down around the module and moving into position. A combination of 8 hydraulic cylinders, which move the gantry arms, along with 15 hydraulic-powered rollers, are all computer-controlled with electronic feedback that make all the cylinders and the motors perform as one unit. They power underneath the module and lift it off the feeder floor surface. After the module is lifted off the surface, it is then rotated to allow detection of the RFID tag, which is located in the no-cut zone. And then it positions the module 180 degrees opposite before making the cut to eliminate plastic contamination. Now you're seeing the cutter unit come down. And this cutter assembly, using a rack and pinion drive arrangement, lowers to the top surface of the module. And 2 14-inch cutter blades make the cut from center to back and then come forward. After completing the cutter assembly returns to a center position and then raises to a home position. Next, the operator on the side platform grabs one end of the wrap and pulls it to the side as the powered rollers rotate the module and allow the wrap to be removed. This is the same operator that would normally be taking modules off of traditional module tarps and rolling them up, so there's no need for any additional labor. After the module is completely unwrapped, the gantry arms, using both horizontal and rotational motion, along with the powered rollers, gently lay the process module back onto the feeder floor. Because of the round nature of the module onto a flat surface, it tends to break apart after the plastic wrap is removed. Side doors on the Stover GIS system retract to guide the fractured module into the width of the disperser hood. After closing the side doors, the entire gantry system retracts back to a home position and waits for the next round module to come into position and repeat the process again. Here we see a continuous flow of cotton into the feeder hood. When processing a module, the gantry travels at the same speed that the module is traveling down the feeder floor, thereby allowing the constant flow of cotton into the feeder disperser hood and resulting in full gin stands. Here you can see a traditional module passing through the gantry. That video is amazing to watch the unit work, but to see it in person is really remarkable. This picture shows how the Stover unwrapper is compatible with conventional modules, making it easy on the ginner. There's no difference between unloading a round or a conventional module. Nothing changes. And again, at the turn of a switch, you can change between conventional or round modules. The following slides are some of the customers that purchased the unwrappers this year to show their locations and how the installation was done. This is Hoke Ropes and Gin, North Carolina. Mill Creek Gin in Mississippi. McLennan Man and Felton in Arkansas. This was on a moving floor feeder. Farmers Union in Missouri, also on a roller bed. And Stoddard County in Missouri, also on a roller bed. We thank these customers for their support, as well as the gins that have allowed us to do on-site testing over the last 3 years. And I thank you for your attention today and look forward to working with you as we unwrap the future of cotton ginning. Thank you.